It is the last day of November for 2020, mate.
Welcome to the podcast, Paddy and Rob Palmer.
Does that mean you can officially start counting down without annoying everyone?
That's right, to Christmas.
Okay, right.
Hey, how hot was it on the weekend? Well, oh, geez, wasn't it hot?
Plenty of people kept calling some very strange ways. And a man made a Christmas tree entirely out of beer cans.
Yeah, very much so.
And we had a great chat with Jimmy Barnes.
Rob, this is great news. The Red Hot Summer Tour has announced a second leg of its 2021 festival run with a date at Mount Penang on the central coast of Kariong.
I know, this coast will be frothing for this.
I know, Sunday 24th of October. We're going to have Vicar and Linda Bull, John Stevens, Diesel, as well the Hoodoo Gurus, Chris Chaney, and Jimmy Barnes, the main man, joins us.
He's with us now. G'day, Jimmy.
Barnesy.
James, how are you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
I am faint and fit, ready to rock.
The last time we spoke to you, you just signed about 30,000 copies or 20,000 copies of your book. How's your wrist?
Yeah, I don't mind selling books and writing books, but I'm happy to be getting out playing music, I tell you.
Oh, I'll bet you are. I mean, it's what you
been
do.
It's been a long time between drinks, hasn't it?
It's been a long time between drinks, and you and the guys just must be champing at the bit to get on stage and just fire up.
Well, you know, everybody on this bill, we're all mates for a start, and we all normally tour constantly, and we just love playing music. And to break this drought of live music that we've had from COVID, to get out together and tour, on a bill like this is just going to be awesome.
Hey, Jimmy, the other day, Rob and I were looking, because we're on your Facebook page. We stalk you.
We like that.
We're sometimes looking through your bathroom window, but that's on another day.
We shut our eyes in some mornings and imagine you on a soapbox singing to us.
Yeah, that was us. And, yeah. And Jimmy, we love this one that you did with Mossy, the Crazy Love from Van Morrison. Let's have a listen. Oh, just brilliant. Margot and Jane.
Unreal, mate.
It's pretty tough not to sound good when you're singing with Mossy. He's just so awesome. Jane and I were just sitting there laughing, because we've been doing these every day, just her and I, making music for fun. And then you get someone like Mossy in there who picks a guitar up and it just, everything just sounds phenomenal, it's just great.
And Jimmy, the last time we spoke about you were telling us about Jane, your wife, picking up the guitar and learning during COVID.
Yeah.
She's going so well, mate.
She's doing really well. And and it's funny because, on the social media, people have been writing in, Jane's getting good at the start, then she's getting really good. We don't really need you anymore, Jim. And then we're getting like, there's a new Moss in town, And when Ian came down to spend the weekend, I said, Ian, people have written you, you're out of the band now, Jane's in, So it was great, he loved it.
You reckon you might write her on, have her on the next album, Jimmy?
Oh, absolutely, buddy. She's already playing guitar on stage. We did about two months ago a show in Darwin, and Jane debuted on acoustic guitar, rhythm guitar on stage. So she's awesome. She plays bagpipes and acoustic guitar on stage with me, and she's becoming a star of the show.
Jimmy,
we're turning it to the Jane Barnes Band.
Well, on the poster for the Red Hot Summer Tour, they've crossed your name out and they've just got Jane.
it'd be a smart move. I think there's a lot of people that love to come and see you. Now, I'd go.
Oh, mate, of course. Yeah, now, if you want to see Barnesy, the Hoodoo Gurus, John Stevens, Vicar and Linda Bull, it is happening on Sunday, the 24th of October, Mount Penang Parkland at Kariong here. Now, we've got our full interview with Barnesy.
Get it on the podcast.
Yeah. How'd you cool down on the weekend?
Chrissy from Wyoming.
Good morning, my favourite funny fellas. How are we?
Not too bad.
Good now for hearing your voice. What happened on the weekend?
I had a birthday.
Your birthday? Oh, happy
yesterday.
Birthday.
Yesterday. It's not the big one. The big one's next year with an O at the end of it.
Oh, right.
20.
That's when Robin Patty's...
More than that, Robbie.
Robin Patty's male strippers, we only work for the big O's. That's the only... if it was your ninth, which it was, something nine, we don't do those events. So next year you'll have to wait.
it was beautiful, but I caught up with girlfriends from primary school, so we've been friends for like 50 years.
Oh, that's a credit to you, Chrissy, and your friends. That's a really great thing to be able to say that you can do.
Yeah.
Hold friends for that long.
It was wonderful, and we were swimming in a cold pool.
Yeah, well done.
So you wouldn't have heated a pool? They didn't heat a pool?
No, I didn't heat my pool.
Okay,
no, I'm not
crazy.
Silly.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Chrissy.
Oh, you're a crack up, seriously.
I know, it's just that I find the water cold here, and this just takes the edge off it, and it's so bloody nice. It's like hopping into a spa.
Right.
I've had a couple of pools that weren't as deep as the one I've got now, yeah. And they were. It's like getting in a warm bath. It's horrible.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's bloody beautiful.
You get in it, you look around, you go, if there's five kids in this thing, I know what they've done in here.
No, you know, if we stay at a hotel anywhere, I ring them and I ask what temperature's the pool at, and if it's not 28 degrees or above, I won't stay there.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're a funny man.
Yeah.
Funny
is one word for it.
Yeah, funny as in cuckoo, not ha ha. All right, Chrissy, thank you for that.
Can I just give a shout out to one of the friends that was there, Louise? They listen to you. She works at Wyong Hospital in the sterilisation unit, and they all listen to you in the morning. So give a shout out to them.
Oh, yeah. G'day, Wyong Hospital.
Louise, and that's where Rob drops his undies off at the sterilisation department.
Doesn't miss a chance, does he?
Thank you.
Crack up.
All right, thanks, Chrissy.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Take care. Bye. We've got Troy as well from Gosford. G'day, mate.
Troy-zy.
Yeah, morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How'd you handle that heat on the weekend, buddy?
Well, mate, I did a Paddy Gerard, Rob. Actually went to the cinemas at Erina, FOC, of course. compliments to Triple M. I think the tickets ran out in March, and I thought, I'd better go and try and use them and see what happens.
Yeah.
At 10:10, and I seen a really, really good movie. The comeback trail, but the good thing was I was only there with my partner in the whole cinema, so I didn't even need the soap on the rope, you know, from Harvest Garden, because no way of sinking anyone out.
Really?
Private screening.
You were the only one. Was it a crap movie, or was it?
Oh, mate, it was amazing. It was about an entrepreneur, and he reminded me of Paddy Gerard, actually.
Did he? Right.
He tried to pull off this massive, massive scam, and, you know, he ended up making a brilliant blockbuster movie. And he had the gangsters chasing him.
Oh, geez. I don't want that part. That is funny. How did people cool off? You went to the movies, there was no one there.
That's it, buddy. I thought, the place will be packed. I'll be lucky to get a seat. And, you know, no one there. But, you know, 10:10 in the morning on Sunday, no one's even out of bed. Although Erin Affair was packed. You couldn't even move in the joint.
I could imagine.
You couldn't even get a parking spot.
All right, mate. Well, listen, Troy-zy, thanks for joining us, mate.
That's all right, boys. You have a good one. At least today's a lot cooler.
Yep.
Correct it is. Thanks, Troy.
See you guys. Bye.
Wonder how many air conditioners ran out the door on the weekend at the electrical stores across
the
coast.
I wonder how many. I bought 3 boxes of frozen goods, like as in ice blocks.
Did you?
Because I wanted to have them available.
Already.
Frosty fruits, choc ices, like the little choc, something else. Can't remember. No, like a pretend gay time.
Oh, yeah.
Because real gay times are expensive.
So you buy the
cheap
one.
You can go to Aldi and get summer times that look like gay times, but they're half the price.
Yeah. They've got all the products like that.
It's unreal.
They have no idea. The kids have no idea. Well, we were telling you last week, Triple M are proud to present the Guns N' Roses 2021 Australian Tour.
I bought tickets.
I know you got tickets last week.
I know.
Hey.
I'm so excited.
We're going. I know I'm not.
No, we're not. As you just say, no, not you and I. My wife and I are going.
Yeah.
I'll tell you all about it.
Thanks, mate. First time in 4 years that the Gunners have been on Aussie shores. And we said to you last week, be a part of the Triple M club. Be a club member.
Oh, I know. I became a club member because I wasn't already, because I thought, it's going to help me get tickets early. Yeah. You know what they did?
Yeah.
They went on sale, the pre-sale. And it was sold in 3 minutes.
Sold out.
So many people were in there just going for it. 3 minutes, it was sold out. I was so disappointed. But I got my act together and I bought tickets.
Good work. Well, last week we said, hey, listen, how would you like to go and see the first Guns N' Roses gig on the Gold Coast? Well, this man is a Triple M club member. It's Shane from Empire Bay. Shano, good morning.
How are you, fellas? Woohoo, yay. How lucky am I, mate?
Good morning.
As lucky as they come, pal. As lucky as they come.
Definite benefits being a clubby, mate. Proud to be a clubby. Yeah, I can't wait. Look, I don't want time to fly past. It's 12 months away. But wait, well, I'm itching at the bit. I can't wait. Metricon Stadium won't know what hit it.
Yeah, so Shane from Empire Bay, our lucky winner to go and see Guns N' Roses at the Gold Coast show next year. Yeah. So you got flights there.
Mate, have you noticed Paddy Gerard hanging out the front of your house, often to become friends?
He might try to pick up the missus. I don't know.
Hey.
Watch out, the postie. He'll be on you.
Yeah. Mate, I couldn't believe it. I got the call and I was just jumping out of my seat. I couldn't believe it. I was on such a high for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
I rang a couple of boys I work with. They go, "Oh my God, you're blessed." You know, it was just a great thing. It's so good. And thank you so much, Triple M. It's just unbelievable what you guys do for this community and individuals like myself. It's heaps cool, mate. Heaps cool.
Al called Shane on Friday and said, "Mate, you won. You got the flights. You got the accommodation. Rockstar worthy only for Shane," he said. So well done, mate. It's just sensational.
I just can't wait to get there. I'll have to get back to you on that one too, mate. That's just unbelievable. And the wife said, you are just so tinny. I said, "Well, mate, you're for clubby, there's benefits. So get on board, everybody."
That's it. It is worthwhile joining the Triple M Club.
Good on you, mate.
Absolutely, mate. Good on you, fellas. Thanks for the call.
Good on you, Shane. Have a top day.
You too. See you, guys.
Yeah, so today, make sure, join the Triple M Club. Become a club member.
Because you can just win stuff.
Yeah. Triple M presents Guns N' Roses 2021 Australian Tour. That's in November 21. Tickets at tickertech.com.au.
You know what else I liked about joining the Triple M Club is that when you go in and you join, it gives you this little bar thing and it'll play just a little grab of all your favourite songs.
Yeah.
And you go, boom, and it tells you to say how much you like them.
Oh, yeah.
You can say, "Oh, yeah, play it all the time." "Oh, no, I don't like it so much. Oh, I've had enough."
Yeah.
So you can just pick and you get, there might be about 15 songs and you just go ding, bang, give it a target.
So you have a say in the music that we play.
Yeah, that is exactly right.
All right.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
What do you got for us, big boy?
Well, a man has made a Christmas tree, 6 foot tall, entirely out of beer cans.
Well done, sir.
Called the Mad Bogan, this bloke. Wes Boyd from Perth made it out of emu export cans.
You'd see a lot of them
completely
in WA, wouldn't you?
Well, funnily enough, he did the same thing in 2016 with Coca-Cola cans.
He doesn't have a problem, this lad.
Yeah, that's right. And he's done it with VB cans.
Oh, as I said, he does not have a problem whatsoever.
No problem. Well, it does look like a Christmas tree. Let me show you.
Yeah. Oh, it does look like a Christmas tree.
Actually, it looks like a brewing spout on one of those, you know, the chimney on a brewing.
Yeah.
That's what he must. Yeah, he's
see a lot of those cans in the Beer Can Regatta. I used to host that in Darwin when I was up there on Mindle Beach.
What's the Beer Can Regatta?
All the boats were made out of beer cans. Have you never
heard
of it?
And they float.
The Beer Can Regatta.
In a body of water.
Yeah. And on Mindle Beach in Darwin.
No, I've never seen it.
And I think this year, though, they
only
did it differently.
In Northern Territory.
They did it with milk cartons for some unknown reason. I don't know why, but they did it with milk cartons, but it was always done with beer cans. And they were quite inventive and really, really inventive.
Beer can. Try and say beer can without sounding Jamaican, saying bacon.
Beer can.
Beer can.
Amen.
Anyway.
Well done to him. And we just asked, because we played the Triple M Big Band with our song parody, and we're just saying how Ethan, who's the conductor, he plays all the instruments.
Does
every instrument.
There's so many wacky ones.
Yeah, and that's what we asked. Now, Tomo from Tumby, do you have a wacky instrument that you played?
Flugelhorn. It's a brass instrument. I used to play it when I was in secondary school.
Flugel used to play the flugelhorn.
What is that? Yeah. Does that come under what category?
It's like a trumpet that's been hit with a hammer.
Okay.
It's got four valves, and they're fingering valves, as in up and down, and it just makes a slightly different sound to what a trumpet would.
Okay, so a flugel, you played the flugelhorn.
They gave you a
flugelhorn.
Okay.
They gave you a shot at the trumpet and you were no good. They said, "Give him the flugelhorn."
That'll teach him.
Yeah, good on you, Tomo.
Yeah, mate, there's all sorts of those instruments. They are designed purely to be in school bands, and that's it. Because once you leave school, you never see them again, like the euphonium.
Yeah.
Ever heard of a euphonium?
Yeah, I play both of them. I play I do. I play the euphonium. And,
no, it's a euphonium.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the flugelhorn. I've got to bring it up.
And the kid in the school band that played the triangle that did sweet nothing. He had to listen to everyone else murder a song. Only to play a triangle ding once every 17 bars.
That was me.
Imagine missing that ding.
Some sad news today.
Oh, a little bit sad. You know, I mean, Star Wars fans, there's plenty of them.
Yeah. Oh, g'day to Sarah. Sarah, who used to come down to trivia, she was a mad Star Wars fan. You could ask her, no joke,
anything.
She'd call anything about Star Wars and she'd know. She was phenomenal.
There's two schools of Star Wars fan. There's ones that know all the old ones, and then there's the ones that know all the new ones, and then there's the kids that know all the cartoons that link the whole lot together. It's bizarre. It's
unbelievable. World. Her knowledge on Star Wars is just unbelievable.
My son has a lightsaber.
Does he?
Yep. Loves it.
Is that the one that
makes a noise?
Does it as well?
Yeah.
You should bring it in.
I will.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Good on you.
But look, what's that? I mean, a lot of these actors from the original Star Wars films are sort of all, you know, gone their way. Yeah, Obi-Wan Kenobi, the original guy, he's dead.
Yeah.
Count Dooku, he's gone. Jabba the Hutt, the guy that was the voice.
Dead or alive.
Jabba the Hutt was just a little puppet.
Where's Jabba
gone? He's dead.
Oh, he's gone. Dead as well.
Okay. Red Leader. You know, the Red Leader in the jet plane that comes in and goes, just a few more seconds.
Mm-hmm. Not really. I'm
almost there. Almost there. Anyway.
Yeah,
and then a lot of stormtroopers have gone.
Oh, yeah.
You would expect.
Yeah.
Because they're old.
Yeah.
But look, what has happened? David Prowse, he's an actor who portrayed, and you won't believe this because no one even knows who this guy is. He portrayed Darth Vader. He's 85 years old and he's died.
He was in the suit.
David Prowse was the guy in the suit.
So they just employed him to get into the suit.
It was just a guy in a suit. As far as I'm concerned, Darth Vader is this bloke.
Yeah, okay. This one.
But a king's time as ruler rises and falls like the sun.
Oh, yeah.
One day,
Simba, you've gone with
the sun will set on my
James Earl Jones.
That's Mufasa. That's Mufasa from The Lion King.
The new king.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but that's James Earl Jones.
That's right.
You hear that voice, doesn't matter what movie he's in, you immediately see
a man in a
black mask.
But it wasn't. It was this other mate.
This other guy was in there. And the only reason he was in there is because he was 6 foot tall.
He was 2 meters tall.
2 meters tall. And he was massive. He's a bodybuilder. So they used him
to
go into the suit. And he
Vader.
Was playing. But he was voiced by
James Earl Jones. Do you want the one now?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
If you only knew the power of the dark side, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father. No.
Yeah.
I am your father.
Question. Did he play, Darth Vader play in all the Star Wars?
He was Darth Vader for everything. David Prowse, though, he's an Englishman. You couldn't have Darth Vader going, hey, Cooper.
No.
He goes, I am your father. You bet I'm your father. Tell me I'm not your daddy boy. I'm your daddy boy. They couldn't use him. So they just put him in a black suit and said, you're Darth Vader, shut up.
Said nothing.
Even when Darth Vader died in the movies, Darth Vader dies and then takes the mask off and didn't even use him for that.
Oh, who'd they use?
They used another guy. His name was Sebastian Shaw. He died at age 89.
Oh, no. So
he's gone.
So when Darth Vader got the script, it was just a piece of A4 paper blank.
I just want you to stand in this suit and wave and hold your hand up and pretend to choke someone.
And that's it.
And when you point your finger at someone, they're going to die on the ground.
What a good job.
He didn't say a word.
Question, Robert. I'm not a Star Wars fan. Did Darth Vader last all the movies? Did he last all the movies?
No, he died in the very last one.
So there's no more Star Wars after that?
No, because that was the sixth one that was made in 1980 something, and then the first three were then made after that, and then there was some cartoon stuff that was put in the middle. So Darth Vader's been there from near the beginning. Wasn't in the first one either because he wasn't alive yet.
Right, okay.
Anyway, that's enough.
So and what was the bloke's name again who passed away?
David Prowse.
Yeah.
Barley David Prowse. Well done on standing in a suit doing nothing.
Yeah, well, that's just a normal
day.
But
he did other things.
Well done.
Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course, why wouldn't you?